Right, okay.
We get our meeting started, we'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I have the clerk call the roll, please?
Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger?
Here.
Cerulli?
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, September the 20th.
I'd make those motions.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Cerulli?
Yes. We'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $40,858.58. Economic Development, $75. Police, $15,314.48. Fire, $4,029.93. Street, $6,142.67. Parks, $1,519.35. Public Health and Safety, $4,716.06. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $75. Garbage, $28.10. Cemetery, $9,175.37. Water Operations, $53,568.54. Sewer Operations, $4,111.70. EPA Water Project Loan Payment, $180,580.44. Water Deposits, $375. Clinton Sanitary District, $46,722.08. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $996.67. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $2,458.05. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $354,035.26.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Motion and seconded. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Cerulli?
Yes. Move down to petitions and communications. Seth, you can come forward, please.
I'm proud to live in Clinton, and I'm proud to be an American. There's a lot of people that came before me that set statutes, laws in place. One of them's the Open Meeting Act. It's all right to ask questions. It's good for transparency in a government that a citizen asks questions. I've asked a lot. I'm going to ask some more. I don't understand why. Nobody answers. Nobody wants to explain. A couple meetings ago, I asked about gas, specifically it being put in Commissioner Ballinger's truck. And I feel I have the right as a citizen to ask that question. Now, when you just ask one question, it doesn't stop there. Continue. Ask and ask and ask. By getting documents. And that proves what happened. That day, October 17th, the only way I knew was let's make a police report. Let's get it documented, and we'll go from there. Just sat back and watched. Commissioner Wise at the meeting said he was steamed, upset that somebody just asked one question. No, it was just one to get the ball rolling. And it was stated that that evening that a vote had got picking up. Returned to town, put gas in the vehicle. That's what was stated. Minutes of the meeting reflect 27 gallons. I pulled records on that. Now, that's what I'm asking, and I've asked Commissioner Edmonds, I've asked you, Commissioner Wise, because you talked about it, that if you had all that information in front of you, you can tell me how many gallons and that it went in his truck. I can't find it. But he was on a fire call that day, and I have a document from the fire department. So he was acting as a fireman when he put gas in his truck. It's awful hard to wear two hats, be a fireman and be a commissioner, in my opinion. And there's a state quote statute that basically says that no man can be employed by himself or work for himself. It's kind of a conflict of interest. Now, I FOIA requested when Commissioner Ballinger got put on the department, when the application was produced, minutes of the meeting, when he went on probationary, when he came off as a fireman. As a new fireman, you have to apply for an application. A returning fireman, you don't have to. According to the ordinance, you don't have to have an application, but you have to be on 90 days probationary. There's nothing about that. So now that arises another question. Did somebody use their authority to insert themselves onto the department in order to draw wage? In these documents that I have from the city, Commissioner Ballinger never drew any money as a fireman in the year 2015 up until he got elected in May. Or got his first pay. Because I and that's what it reflects. If anybody has
right,
any questions,
in a meeting.
I'll be glad to show you, you know, these documents. But there's so much here. I don't understand why it hasn't been investigated, why it hasn't been looked at. To me, it's a huge conflict of interest. In the past, commissioners have been asked to step down when they were on the department. One inserted himself on there. Now, it states, in order to be on the fire department, that the membership must vote. Majority vote. None of those records have been produced. And I asked for them. Now, I as a citizen know that I'll ruffle feathers by asking these questions. I knew that going into it. It doesn't matter to me. Right's right, wrong's wrong. White and black. There shouldn't be a gray. There's a lot more, and I'll be requesting those documents, and we'll drag this out. But you as a council should work together and say, what's the issue here? Let me ask you this. On September the 12th, 2021, the document I received from the Clinton Fire Department states that that's when they acquired the boat. Took possession of the boat. Commissioner Ballinger, you stated you went and picked it up. That's great. Did a great service to this community. What time of day on September the 12th, 2021, did you go pick that boat up? It was on a Sunday. So you'd have done it during business hours, wouldn't you? Commissioner Edmonds, I asked you last time I was in here if you would be kind enough to produce the document that showed on October 17th that Dan Ballinger put fuel in his personal vehicle.
We don't have those kind of records.
Why don't you?
We have it by card, but not by vehicle.
Yes, you do. City does.
Well, maybe if it's a fire truck, but when I don't think we can differentiate between Unit 5, is that right, Unit 5, and this vehicle in this case.
So what are you saying? That he said that he put it in Unit 5 when he put it in his vehicle?
He put it in his vehicle, and we acknowledge that.
Wouldn't that be fraud with an electronic device in the state of Illinois?
I said we acknowledge that. It's been investigated by the chief of police and determined not to be a criminal act. Also,
I'll for your request also, that report.
Also, you've had the report.
No, I haven't. Not where it's been investigated.
Oh, it has. You have, too.
No.
You've got to stack that high of stuff we've given you.
Not for fraud.
Now, also, if he'd have done what he should have done by ordinance, he'd made a mistake. By ordinance, he should have turned in his ticket, since he used his personal vehicle, to the city clerk and gotten paid mileage. That was what he should have done. Instead, he got it from the county gas pumps that they billed us. And he saved, by doing that, he saved the city, because see, they pay, our ordinance says we pay the IRS mileage rate. And he saved us a couple hundred dollars by doing it that way.
Has he? It's cost an awful lot of money to produce this. Hadn't it?
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, I understand.
No, you don't, because yes, wouldn't have asked that second secondary question. He saved the city of Clinton money by using the gas pumps and out there pumping it that way, rather than us reimbursing him at the IRS mileage rate. And that saved a chunk of change.
I hear what you say, Commissioner Edmonds, but in reality...
I'm right, but it's
but in
a fact.
It's caused a bunch of problems.
Bunch of problems maybe in your mind.
This right here costs a lot of money. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, pay that I found that's been paid out that wasn't worked. One question. September the 12th, when you went and got that boat that you acquired it, what time of the day did you get it? That'll answer a lot of questions. There's going to be a lot more records pulled in financials. This is not going to go away.
By doing this, you're costing the taxpayer a lot of money, too.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Every time you ask...
I have the right.
Every time you do have the right to do it, but every time you have a FOIA request, you take the staff time and the attorney's time.
You are correct. But it's the right as a citizen to do... to prove wrongdoing.
You are perfectly right, but you're still costing us money.
Am I costing money?
Yeah.
Maybe the ones that were questioning, maybe you should have said, hey, what's going on here? Why is this all open-ended that somebody can FOIA request all this? You guys just want to dodge the problem.
That's a state law.
Yes. But one of the biggest questions is if you didn't go on your probationary period, Commissioner Ballinger, to be put on the department correctly, should you have ever drawn any wages to begin with? Period.
Do you have the same documentation for Commissioner Milton and Commissioner Heap?
I can get it.
Because they were both on the fire department. and Commissioner of the Public Health and Safety?
They were. They draw the wages of firemen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're stating, Commissioner Edmonds?
Yes, I would like to check that out. I don't know that personally.
No.
You're stating that that's what was done.
I'd like to check that out.
I personally went and talked to two commissioners, and they said that when they became commissioners, they were asked to step down from the department.
He's to stop.
If I may, the purpose of public participation is not to elicit on-the-spot answers, because if there's on-the-spot answers that are elicited, they could be attempted and be tried to turn against you. It would behoove you to, if there's being documents that are being inquired about, to look into those documents before eliciting a response. It's also not the purpose of public participation to harass either. So, and they do not have to, just for the council purposes, you do not have to respond when a member of the public is asking a question. You can look into it, and if you so desire, get back with Metro in court.
Okay.
With that being said, all these questions that I asked tonight, I give every council member the opportunity to look into it and put it in writing and give it to me. I don't think that's too much to ask at all.
I think
these are all legitimate questions. And like you said, Commissioner Edmonds, I will look into these past commissioners. I won't take their word for it. I will get the records. That's the easiest thing to do.
It's the best thing to do, file it for you.
You betcha.
Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
We'll move down to streets and public improvement. What do you got, Ken?
Just got a couple of things. Just talking with Steve since I was gone. They did get the street summer maintenance done this last week. As you can see, down with a supplemental resolution for $18,000, went over a little bit. And of course, we talk about the grant that we're trying to get. It's a different name that we didn't get the last time. We're going back for grant, trying to get for improvements for Jackson Street from Main Street down to White Street. If we get that probably looking like probably not until 2024, the work being done. So I believe that's all I have.
Okay. Public property.
I don't have a whole lot. I do want to commend everybody that was involved in Apple and Pork. Yeah. I thought it was a very good turnout, and that everything went pretty smoothly, and we had a couple of medical emergencies. I thought the police, fire, and all the ambulance crews did a stellar job, you know, on the people that they had to get rushed to the hospital and get them out of that crowd and get them there. Dick Wagers was a sterling example. You know, he just really tanked really quickly. And then there was two ladies that I know that both of them had medical problems that they really weren't responding and weren't doing well. And within just a matter of minutes, the guys were there, got them in ambulances, got them checked out, and got them taken care of. So I thought it was really a well put out. It was a good concerted effort. There's no way around it. And I thought it went really well. And I want to thank all the people who were involved, police, fire, and the ambulance service. The guys are just doing their normal. We've got the things being looked after and put together at the plant. Everything's getting back. All the new equipment that we had ordered is there, and they're getting it put back in, and everything is starting to really come together with that. I appreciate you guys getting that and approving that, because now it's really helping out, and we won't be having the overtime of having to run that plant by hand. So I appreciate that, and everything looks good. So other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Public health and safety.
I just want to comment on what Johnny said about the apple and pork. It went really well. Very little problems, a couple little hiccups with some unruly people, but other than that, everything went well. A lot of medical calls that day. The one day was over 50, so, you know. A lot of older public was out there and needed attended to, but everybody worked good together, and that's all I have.
Council Finance?
I don't have anything tonight.
Okay, we'll move down to unfinished business then. Got a motion for the supplemental resolution for 22 MFT summer maintenance.
Yeah.
For the $18,000.
Motion to approve supplemental resolution 2022-11, Resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code, 2022 MFT summer maintenance in the amount of $18,000.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Next is the demolition bids for 523 North Maple Street and 611 North Quincy Street.
Motion to approve the contracts and demolition bids for Easel Excavating, Inc. for 523 North Maple Street in the amount of $16,750 and 611 North Quincy Street in the amount of $13,250.
I'd make that motion.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it?
Did you happen to get a hold of the sister that owns the property next to Quincy to see
about? Not until we approve these bids.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if we've been that ahead of time or if we've been.
Yeah, okay. I will make contact with her. Okay. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other discussion? I think Cheryl's already got a hold of the contractor, right? The lady. You talked to their secretary?
Yeah, we talked, but okay. We got to get their contacts and.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Next is the ordinance amending 1-6-3 of the Clinton City Code, adding to the new section of public participation and establish said rules of public participation.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1556, an ordinance amending 1-6-3 of the Clinton City Code to add a new section of public participation and establish said rules of public participation.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Next, under new business, we're going to vote on the resolution in support of the participation in the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program.
Motion to approve Resolution 2022-12, a resolution in support of participation in the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program, ITEP.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
That's the grant that I was talking about we're going after for the road work from Main Street down to White Street on Jackson Street.
This takes the place of the Safe School program for the sidewalks, yes.
That's sidewalk curbs and everything, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be handicap and everything, right, which goes with it. Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. Got some other articles placed on file. Vacating some alleys north of 609, 615, and 625 West Adams Street, and south of 614, 616, 618, and 620 of West Main Street. That's one. The next one is vacating the alley north of 703, 713, 715, 717, and 801 West Main Street, and south of 702, 704, 706, 708, 718, and 722 West Washington Street. The next one is vacating an alley on north of 707, 711, 815, 819 West South Street, and south of 708, 710, 712, 718, and 720 West Jefferson Street. Next, we're going to place on file the contract extending a lease renewal of Rise Broadband on the water tower. And the last one is the contract extension lease on the municipal-owned real estate property farmland agreement with Brandon Hosier. With that, I'll turn the motion in. Go ahead, Senator.
As to which, I was somewhat confused as to which term of length for the lease for the farmland. I have a one-year and a four-year lease that you could potentially put on file. So I'll leave it to your discretion as to which one you'd like to utilize.
Okay. We can terminate the four-year if we do something.
Yes.
I assume that's what the farmer wanted, was a four-year lease.
Can you go past your term?
Is that what he wanted, Clint?
Yes. For the purposes of lease.
Yeah, then that's.
I had a seed and other supplies he would need, the fertilizer, so it would be through him. And it would also help us as a staff, we wouldn't be doing this every year.
Okay.
With that clause in there to allow us to develop that property, if we so choose, we wouldn't be out anything either.
Okay, so we'll put the four-year lease on file.
Understood.
Good.
Yep.
With that, I'll have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Ellinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Have a good evening, everyone.
See you.